This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've started studying chapter 1 of Ezra and discovered this impact thought. God fulfills his promises on time and uses anyone and anything to do his bidding. Isaiah predicted that King Cyrus of Persia would free the Babylonian exiles to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple before Persia was even a kingdom. Now, about 150 years later, Cyrus provided for them, including the return of all the precious metal articles Nebuchadnezzar had carried away. God moved his heart to do this at the exact time Jeremiah predicted it would happen. Amazing! Chapter 2 of Ezra lists every one of the exiles who responded to return to Jerusalem, 42,000, besides their 7,000 men servants and maid servants, and they also had 200 men and women singers, 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,700 donkeys. Most who returned were identified by showing family records. Some who couldn't do this couldn't serve as priests because they were considered unclean, but they were able to return and be a part of the rebuilding team. When they arrived in Jerusalem, some of the heads of families gave a freewill offering toward the building project, according to their ability they gave to the treasury. Once they settled in their respective communities, in and around Jerusalem, they were ready to tackle the building project for God's glory and the fulfillment of God's promise. Amen. Praise the Lord.